This is very interesting. They're calling it a smart bomb that will attack breast cancer. What's this all about?
Well, this is interesting. This is the first use of a technology that people have been working on for a while. The theory has been is if you can attach a particular compound that's really toxic to the body, that you really, it would kill cancer cells, but it would also essentially kill the host as well because it's just too strong. If you were able to deliver it directly to a cancer cell, sort of bypass all the other cells, literally home it in on that area, you would selectively kill cancer cells and leave the rest of the body alone. And so that's what they've been trying to do. That's why they call this a smart bomb, because it sort of locates the cancer cells and tends to leave normal cells alone. This is a study that the phase 3 study on women who had failed in the treatment of using Herceptin in treating their breast cancer. And so they were enrolled in very sick individuals, and they were enrolled in a study where they used a different molecule. This was one where Herceptin and one of those toxic compounds was attached together, and it was able to go to the particular cancer cell and kill it, and had less side effects on those women than the standard treatment of that second round that they went through. But again, as with anything, this particular study is only in the middle. They're sort of announcing this at a conference, so there's no published data yet for people to really sink their teeth into. But nevertheless, it showed an improvement in mild improvements in slowing down disease progression. They had it took 9.6 months to progress for the disease to progress compared to the placebo group, which was or the other treatment group, which was 6.4 months. So it was. There was some improvement, Mark. It had less side effects, not completely devoid of side effects, but certainly less side effects than conventional treatments. Survival rate after 1 year was 84, almost 85% compared to 77% for control. So the main thing is that although the headline is saying it's a breakthrough, breakthrough is a really big word to use. It's not something that should be thrown around lightly. It really has to apply to something that changes how we practice. And right
but
now,
but it does point to the kinds of technologies and the research that's going on to try and find ways of attacking cancer cells without harming the healthy cells.
Exactly. So this is one of those first steps that's being used to show how this technology can work and likely is going to be improved upon. So it's encouraging in that respect, but we have to be careful about over-delivering or over-promising on this, considering
right.
that it's not on the market yet and the study's not finished. But it is an exciting area, and we see it here as well, where Dr. Bell is developing viruses to deliver things to cells and target the cells very similarly in terms of localizing cells and leaving
right.
normal ones alone. So very exciting, but still we have to be cautious and not overplay it and say this is going to save everybody and without any side effects.
All right. Thank you, Barry.
You're very welcome, Mark.